Most of the concern about swine flu has focused on preventing humans from infecting each other. But at state fairs across the country this summer, animal health officials are taking steps to keep people from spreading the new H1N1 virus to pigs. As Sarah McCammon reports from NET Radio in Nebraska, those efforts could have consequences for both hogs and humans.
As you can probably tell, I'm in the swine section of a big open barn here at the Nebraska State Fair. Now, it's stationed at various points around the barn. There are signs that say, in big red letters, help keep our animals healthy. And they go on to ask people to please wash their hands, and if they're feeling ill, not to pet or touch the pigs. There's also a hand sanitizer dispenser just below that sign. The thing is, I've been here for quite some time, probably 45 minutes or so, and I have not seen anyone wash their hands.
We have some hand sanitizer in the car when we get in the car. So
on your way out, but not on your way in.
No. Well, we came clean, yeah.
Suzette Myers from Lincoln said she and her three kids hadn't noticed the signs on their way in, but they'd wash up later. Michael Cohen came from Omaha with his wife and their three kids. He said they saw the hand-washing stations, but hadn't visited them yet.
We are as soon as we leave here.
But you didn't do it on the way in.
We didn't do it on the way in.
Whether or not the message is getting through, the real goal is to keep pigs from getting the new H1N1 virus from people. So far, there's no evidence that's happened in the U.S., but transmission from humans to hogs has been reported in Canada, Australia, and Argentina. The fear is that the virus could pass between humans and animals and mutate into something more dangerous, says Bob Ehart of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture.
It may not occur, but why take the chance?
Fairs around the country have been asking visitors to exercise extra caution around pigs. Some have put up barriers to keep people away. Ehart says it's not just state fairs that are being careful.
Farms are paying more attention to, you know, delivery men coming to the farm, dropping off things and that kind of thing in order to be able to further assure that we're not unnecessarily creating contact that could cause for exposure in either direction.
If a herd in the U.S. turns up with the new virus, farmers fear the news would be another blow to the image of an industry that's been largely losing money for about 2 years. But Dr. John Clifford, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief veterinarian, says the risk to animals may increase in the coming months.
We would anticipate that if we see the emergence of this again this fall, which is being anticipated, that you're increasing the likelihood that we're going to find it in pigs.
Clifford expects a new H1N1 vaccine for use in hogs to be ready in late fall or early winter. Until then, farmers are hoping no swine come down with swine flu. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Lincoln, Nebraska.